This is Lancer Radio, Pasadena City College, and this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. My in-studio guest, singer and songwriter John DeFeo, says he wants to bring people together with his music. He's working on that right now with a new CD coming out, Lessons Learned, in the early part of next year. John, we're just talking about what you want people to get from your music and the lessons that you want them to learn. What do you think that musicians could learn from your first 9 months out here in Hollywood about building a career and making a difference?
What I think people could learn is that most musicians, people that are starting, they know that there's competition. They know that there's hundreds and thousands of people out here doing the same thing just as them. And I know that, obviously. That was my thought back at home. Well, I'm going to California. That's the place where everybody who wants to be a musician is. But to me, it wasn't a form of competition. It wasn't like a fear thing. It was a let's go out there. Let's meet the people that sound like me and people that do the same style as me and that want to connect with me and build an actual scene. Not just, you know, oh, okay, well, I got to be better than that guy because he kind of sounds like me with my acoustic guitar. No, it's about coming together with that artist and getting his fan base, your fan base, you guys come together and you guys grow and you make this scene rise. You know, you make a powerful monster out of what it is that you guys are creating instead of just individual people. Oh, I want to stand out and be the best, you know? And you can't have fear of it. You can't have fear of going and, of course, you're going to see somebody every single day who's a better singer than you, who's a better guitarist than you, whatever. Those people, they deserve that. That's how they are. But it doesn't take away from who you are. You can still be the best in what you want to be. You could show your art. You could do everything that you want to do. Just don't have fear of it. Don't ever be like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to go to this show because this guy's performing. And no, you're going to go there. You're going to perform. He's going to hear you perform. You guys are going to love it. You're going to become friends after that, and you're going to grow from that, you know? Another thing that I really learned since I've been here is it's really important to grab the people that you meet and never burn bridges with them. Never have, everyone that you meet, there's a reason for that. You're meeting them because they're going to take you to a party or take you to the next show you're going to have. You never know who you're going to meet through the people that you meet. And that has to be probably one of the things that I realized coming out here was like, wow, okay, well, I met, let's for example, I have some buddies in school and they're just students like me and they have internships and they go, okay, somebody works at, let's say one of my friends works like at Sony or something. He'll take me to a little event and boom, I get to meet all these people through him. And then through those people, I get to meet the people and the people and the people. So it just kind of grows and grows and grows. So one, I'll know your connections, enjoy them, be friends with everybody. Don't try to just have people there because you want to use them for something. You want them there because you know that they're going to do something great for you, and you know that in return you're going to give them something great, and in the end it's all going to be a good relationship that you have with people. And two, do not have fear of anything. Go out there, attack it, do what you do best, and just enjoy it. You really have to enjoy it when you're doing this, because when writing music and being a musician, it gets a bit hectic at times, you know? You want to be, like, on top and do everything like the big stars that you see, but it's, you know, there's stepping levels. You got to get there.
Is that your dream? Are you ultimately dreaming of being a big star, or would it be okay if you weren't and you were just like you are right now, working musician?
Working musician. I'm happy as long as I could do what I love and live.
That is a great message. I'm checking to see how much time we have because I want to hear at least one more song from your CD. You and I are listening to John DeFeo. We do have a little bit more time. Tell me about a couple of the other selections people can hear on Lessons Learned. Then we'll wrap up with one of your songs.
Yeah, definitely. We have one of my favorites. It's called Look for Love. And it's a very bluesy feel to it. And it's basically about somebody who's looking for someone, you know, for some affection, for someone to be with them. It could be a friend, a lover, anything, anybody to come around, you know? And Look for Love had just a huge change when we put it into the studio with people and musicians. It started off as just, you know, all my songs start off on my acoustic, and then I go in, and I love the fact that people come in that I don't even know. Like this album, like I said, Kerry Lewis, my manager, he had a bunch of people come in that I didn't even know. And at first it was a bit scary, but after a while, I'm like, wow, these guys are incredible. These musicians, they're all so great, that much better than I am. And they're making me sound even better when they all come in. And, you know, a great drummer, you have a great bassist, a great backup vocalist. And that song, Look for Love, took a huge change when we had everybody come in and, like, be a part of it, everyone.
In fact, we should mention that you're working with people who have worked with Carole King. You're working with people who have worked with Quincy Jones. This has got to be the headiest experience.
Yes, it really, really is. Meeting people like Teddy, he was the piano player, like you said, he worked with Carole King. Just the vibe and the energy that these people display in a room with you when you guys are recording, it's just, it's amazing. It's immaculate. You see what they do and how they feel it, and it's just, it teaches you while you're working. And that's the best part about working with people like that that have done great things. They teach you so much while working with you on what you're doing. And that's, it's beautiful. It really is.
Where can people hear your music and where can they see you perform?
Yeah. As far as performances go, we haven't had any set up yet because we're finishing up the album. So we're kind of just focusing on that the most. But as soon as the album is released, it will be available on iTunes. We're going to have some hard copies available as well on our website, which is in the process of being made. And it'll be available throughout time on YouTube. We're going to probably construct some videos, so you'll be able to hear them up there too.
Great. And meanwhile, I have a Facebook page. Let me know if this is right. Facebook.com/John DeFeo Music. Is that the one where they can hear?
/John DeFeo Music. Most of my stuff, like my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagrams, all those, you can find them at John DeFeo Music.
John, thank you for your time today. We're going to wrap up here so that you have time to hear another song here. My guest, John DeFeo, singer and songwriter with his CD Lessons Learned coming out in 2014. John, what are you going to play for us in conclusion for Over Coffee here today?
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I have my ukulele with me here, and I'm going to be playing I Just Want to Know for you guys, the name of the song.
Wherever you are now, whatever you're thinking, I just want to know. Wherever you are now, whatever you're thinking, I just want to know. Please don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb. I know what you have done, and it's all right. Everyone has something that they must regret, but don't let it get the best or change who you are. Well, the time keeps ticking and I don't know where you are, but I'm wishing I could meet you there. Just tell me where you are and I will pick you up, bring you back where you belong. You'll help me sing this song. Don't worry, it'll be okay. We may be lost, but we'll find our way. Wherever you are now, whatever you're thinking, I just wanna know. Wherever you are now, whatever you're thinking, I just wanna know. Can you say to me how you're feeling? Cause I need to know that you're alright, you're alright. Everyone has something that they must regret, but don't let it get the best or change who you are, no. Well, the time keeps ticking and I don't know where you are, but I'm wishing I could meet you there. Just tell me where you are and I will pick you up, bring you back where you belong. You'll help me sing this song. Don't worry, it'll be okay. We may be lost, but we'll find our way. Wherever you are now, whatever you're thinking, I just wanna know.